Good afternoon, Audio Boo. I'm sitting outside on my swinging seat, which I haven't done for a long time, and there's a lovely bird singing. It was sunny earlier. It's now overcast, but it's very still. There was a bit of a breeze, but it seems to have dropped now, and it's quite humid, really. excuse me, I've got the lurgy still, so has Ronan. Feel a bit like crap, really, but I get better as by the evening. I'll be fine. I had another bad night, but hey ho, that's the way it goes. Excuse me. What I really came on here to say was, I listened to someone's audio boo last night. I listened to Leanne's this morning, and she said that she'd heard that there's going to be an audio boom update. Well, let's hope they come and sort that out soon. Well, I listened to one of the people I'm following, and she said that she had actually emailed them. And I thought, well, what seems a shame is that lots of people are complaining about audio boom, but they are not tagging them in their posts. Now, I'm sure if they were, audio boom would get a whole lot of complaints. As it is, most of them are slipping through the net, which seems a bit of a shame. So, you know, if you're still unhappy, why not send them, excuse me, let them hear about it. Now, whether they listen to the boos, I don't know. That's another matter. So I thought, well, they might be more likely to read emails, because they actually said, please drop us a line. Please say hello, or something like that. It was in the email about the audio boom radio. Please, excuse me. And so I thought, this other person had done it, so I thought, well, why not? So I emailed them. I did tell them I hadn't upgraded, that I wasn't intending to do so. I told them all the things, the issues I knew that there were, that hadn't been fixed, hadn't been fixed, that weren't working properly. And I also told them about the direct messages in the old app, well, that you can't listen to them, and what's all that about. And I just said, I've got no objection to them having a radio player, although there's plenty of good internet radio players out there already, but as long as I didn't forget about the community, we felt a bit forgotten. We felt like we'd been shoved in the cupboard. And I also said that I'm a monthly paying subscriber, which actually means I pay more a year than someone who pays a one-off payment, because I'm paying £7 a month and theirs works out at £5. I told them that I wasn't, you know, while I was using the old app at the moment, that if things didn't improve, because it is a fiddle now if you want to do direct messages. You have to listen to them elsewhere and then reply via the message. I might not be renewing my subscription, because, you know, if I can't use the app to my satisfaction, then it's a bit pointless. I'm not going to delete my account, of course, but I don't know, I probably will still get the 1 hour, but, you know, sometimes you have to try and hit them where it hurts. And I wasn't rude or anything. I just said I wished them luck with what they were trying to do, but please don't forget about us. And that was it. So I'm thinking maybe they might listen, or they might read emails, because they actually invited people to say hello. And I told them I'm sorry that they're probably not going to like what I have to say, because I don't find their new app at all awesome. Because that's what it says in the email, it's awesome or something. Whether they'll count what I have to say, because I'm not using the new app, I don't know, but I still raised issues that I know are valid. And also, the direct messages, the whole thing of direct messages. And I said to them, if you're going to do away with direct messages, maybe, you know, it might be good to let everybody know, so that we can make alternative arrangements for keeping in touch with people. You know, I know they're not the be-all and end-all of everything, but they are part of it. I mean, when I started on Audioboo, I didn't even realise you could send direct messages immediately. I just had listened to other people's boos and decided to do it myself. So obviously that isn't the main part of it, but it has become a good part of it, because I've got to know some very nice people and keep in touch with them. I mean, I might not keep in touch with them every day, but even so, I might not always be very good at answering my messages sometimes, depending on how I'm feeling and what's going on here. I think the sun's trying to come out. I've got a dog wandering around. Hey! What you doing? Hello? You not got any toys? Don't bang my phone out of my hand. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I think we're going to give you your new bone. Do you want it? You don't know what I'm saying, do you? Hello, little one. Here's my little baby poodle boy. He's not really. He's an old man. Oh, you've got your ring. Oh, don't pull me off. I haven't got the energy today. Ah, shut up. Shut up. What I do, what frustrates him. I hold the ring. He puts the ring in my hand. It's three rings joined together. He puts the ring in my hand and then I let him just pull it out of my hand. I can get him to leave it if I want him to. And Lammy's jumping up in his face. Niall, come here. Leave it. Good boy. Go on then. He's running doors with it now, the div. Don't know what that's all about. He's talking to himself in there. He's trying to get a better hold on it, I think. Okay, let me give him his bone. Hope he's at work. Oh, we're like ships that pass in the night again, because it's horrible, really, but when my sleep is bad, I didn't go to sleep till about 6 o'clock. And then, no, it was later than six, because I was awake when my alarm went off. I was just getting ready to sleep when my alarm went off, because he had to get up at six. And I remember him leaving about past 5. And then after that, I went into oblivion till he called me at 10. And then I went back to sleep until about 12. And that's the way it goes. And it's horrible, actually. I hate it. Right, what I'm going to do... I'm going to give Lammy two of his whirlers that he really likes. And I've got to do some housework. And Obi... I started to teach him Braille earlier in the year. He wants me to write out the alphabet again. I wrote out alphabet, and then I started teaching him to read simple words, but he's forgotten it all, so he wants me to do that before he gets home. Come here. Mammy, sit. Boy. Right, what I'll do, I'll give him the next... they're whirlers, they're like long, twisty... They look like a cough candy, if anyone knows what a cough candy sweet's like, only they're much longer than that. They're twisted like that. And they're bacon and cheese flavour. They actually just smell like something smoked. I don't think they smell very nice. It says on the packet no more than two a day. So I break them in half, so I don't even give him two a day. I can't even remember when he had the last one, probably over a week ago. Now I'm going to get served bone in the freezer. Oh, yeah, I don't even like touching this. So I'm going to take my phone in there. It's a big... I haven't picked the dishes up from this morning. Right, it's a big marrow bone. And it's wrapped up. It's wrapped up in plastic and in a carrier bag, so I didn't want it contaminating my freezer. Taking it out of the carrier bag now. I'm unwrapping it. Niall's in his bed because he knows that's where he goes to get such gifts. Look. It's like an ice lolly, isn't it? Oh, it's cold. hope it's okay to give it. He had the last one frozen.
Come on then. I don't want it gunking up. Well, because Obi bought.
Okay, go. I'm going to wash my hands. Before I touch my phone. What are you doing with it, Niall? Is it too cold for you? Oh, it's alright. He's licking it. Sit, Lammy. He's just licking the outside of it. The thing is, they're frozen when he buys them. And he got two last time. I make them last every. I make Niall keep them for 2 weeks. so that we get our money's worth out of them, because they are 1.50 each or something. I don't want him having one every week. I don't want him to get. You know, I like it, but he's because he still chews it for 2 weeks. In fact, he's still chewing the old one. We need to have a clear out of them. Pink. I wonder how Pinky's cold is. I'll have to see if she's got her purr back today. Yeah, so it came frozen. He had one straight away, which I've just kicked. Yeah, that's the one he had last time. And I put the other one straight in the freezer because, you know, you cannot keep it in the fridge for 2 weeks. It will be absolutely rank. I kept one for a week once. It was in a drawer where I keep raw meat and it was all wrapped up, but it smelled horrible, so I'm not doing that again. I am not doing that again. Definitely not. Get down. I've got no more for you, little boy. I'm not trying to get you something else. There's no other news really. Connor's at work, Mum's upstairs. He's feeling a bit better, but he's still full of cold. I think he's finally stopped sneezing. Left. Oh, I still haven't done my Tesco's order. I haven't tried again. I'm going to try again in a minute. Oh, I think I'm going to sneeze. Oh dear. Okay. Now, where's the milk? That's not milk. What's that then? It's hot chocolate. Oreo. Is this milk? I can't tell the difference between the coffee and the tea, but I can tell hot chocolate because it's finer and it doesn't shake when you you can't hear it so well shake the disc. What can I find? What else can I find for you? You're not going to eat anything after those whirlers, are you? Because you. What about a miniature bolio? Niall has big ones, and you have little ones. And they've got meaty chips inside, and they're chicken. Do you want one? Whack-a-boo-boo, you don't want one. Well, he probably would eat it. He does eat dog food.
want one like I've ordered? I've got some cat treats. Hold on, let me see if I can. Let me give him some cat treats. Let me just do my, I'll leave that a minute. I'll see if you can hear him eating them all. Where are they? They're in a different cupboard. I've got two cupboards full of pet stuff. Here they are. I'm going to put my phone down here.
Okay. Right, whack-a-boo-boo. Let me get the phone up. He's eating them out of the container. Yeah, eat them out of the container. Go on. It's a little plastic container that has cat treats in it. Do you want some pink? Pinky! Hello, Pinks. How's your purr today? Come here. Look, let me give... Let me just pinky some. Yeah, look. Do you want them? Here comes the big bad wolf. He's going to chase them all away. No, you don't. You don't like... Get back, Lammy. Don't you chase my cats away. Thank you. Go away, you horrible little shitbag. Go away. Go away. You can't... Is your purr coming back a bit pink? Do you want some more? Don't let greedy guts eat them all. Go back. Now he's frightened Pinky away. He doesn't even like them. You don't like them. Look, let me give you one and see if you eat it. You don't normally. Oh, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want anyone else having it either. Oh. Oh, she's got a purr back. Get back. Yeah, Pinky, look, do you want one? Yeah. Oh, she's got it back a bit. He's really tucking in old Wackaboo. I can't even remember what these treats are. They're dreamies or something. I always forget to give them to them because they have dried food all the time, so... Do you like them, Pink? Let's give you some more. I hope I've got some more in there. Get back, Lammy! Get back! Now, you can't bear to see someone enjoying themselves. You really can't. But the one that's making all the noise on the plastic is Wackaboo-boo. The one you can hear purring is Pinky. She's eaten some. Let me see. I think they're going to finish these. There you go. Some more of those, wouldn't I? Pinky, she's purring away. There's only about three. There was quite a few in there, I think. I'm just going to put my phone down on the floor. Run the risk of... Get out! I'm going to shut him out. Go away. Out. I could... Shut him out of the kitchen now. I'm just going to see if I've got any more of these treats for him. Or maybe I've used them all. I've got everything under the sun. I don't think I haven't got any more, actually. I've got dog treats, I've got flea treatment, I've got anti-inflammatory ointment for Niall. Had a hot spot on his head last year. All their grooming stuff, a big plastic container of Bonios. Here's some more here, look. Come on. I've got half a packet here. They're like little cushion things. Do you want some more? Do you want some more pink? Come in. Okay. There you go. Pinky? Yeah, my coffee's going to be getting cold. I haven't put the milk in yet. I'm sitting on the floor. I'm sitting on my kitchen floor with two cats and the dog's been shut out. You finished yours already? Oh, they both finished those. I think they're going to finish this whole packet off and that's going to be it then. Yeah, some for you. You like these, don't you?
At least I know that with their cold, they've not affected their appetite. Are you eating yours already, pig? No prizes for guessing who that is. Oh, you have. I think you only got one more little lot after this to go. They've had quite a lot. They've probably had more than a packet. Probably 1.5 packets, and they're smaller than a crisp packet. Slightly smaller than a crisp packet. They're probably like the size of a mini packet of mini cheddars. If you can hear Pinky purring. That's just a plastic container. I need to wash that out because he's licked it all out. I will keep it though because it's only for putting their treats in. Yeah. I threw one of these out the other day. I had two, but I'm clearing out my cupboard. Do you want more greedies? I've only got the end of this packet now. Wakaboo boo? Pinks? Pink. A bit more for you, Pink. And the last ones out of the packet for you, Wakaboo-boo. All gone. I'm going to go have my coffee when we're finished. He's finished. He's left a few bits. You left them. You've had enough now. Yeah, you want them, Pink? Yeah, you. Yeah, look. He said, "Don't you?" I went to give them to Pinky, and he's poked his nose in. He's just sitting there. Oh, Pinky Winky Tink Tink. Shink Shink. You nearly finished? Oh, see, did you hear her then? She went like a little half sneeze. You've still got your cold, haven't you? Oh, dear. Hello, my little love. How are you today? How are you feeling better? You're feeling a little bit better, are you? You've still got your purr. It's not quite as loud as usual. That's all gone now. All gone. That's it. All gone. Was that a nice treat? Let's put my phone back up there in the land of the living. I don't want to get trodden on. Put this up to be washed. It's a little... I can't remember. I think it came with some cat food. I don't know now. Yeah, this thing, lurgy, whatever it is. I think I've got a bit of sinus trouble for lunch. I feel slightly dizzy. It's not blood pressure dizzy. It's dizzy in the head. It's different. Sometimes when I stand up. I didn't get it then, but it's usually when I'm sitting down I stand. Oh, you can go now. If you want to. I'm actually feeling generally quite weary. I don't know if that's whether it's to do with this cold or whatever it is I've got, or whether it's anything else, I don't know. Yes, you're back out now, Lammy, because you've had your treats, they've had theirs. No, I've got his bow. About it. Or is it just a lot of froth? Okay. Have you stopped? Let's taste it. Mm.
Very lovely. Seriously, very, very nice. Take out the milk pod. Turn it off. Turn it off. And here we go. Put this in the bin. Now we're going to sit down. Oh dear. We're having salmon for dinner tonight. A side of salmon. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to cook it. How I'm going to cook it yet, but probably baked in the oven with garlic and stuff. With new potatoes and peas and I think, I don't know. The kids are coming out of school now because it's 3:20. Are you liking your bone, Niall? He's wagging his tail. Do you like your bone? Do you like your bone? Yeah? He does. Anyway, people, that's enough of my random crap. I'll speak to you soon.